Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, so, I made coffee, but I didn't put coffee. that's what was happening. I'm like, why? I'm not making tea.
Yeah, filtered water is what you have.
I didn't put the coffee in. Okay. So I realized that, and then I looked at the clock and I realized I better call in because it's 8:29. So I was redoing the coffee as I was calling in as I was running back.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. And, thank God for meditation, because I did meditate for about 15 minutes. It's very helpful when you've had interrupted sleep. Thank goodness today is Sunday, so it wasn't like I had to be up extremely early, just in time for the show. So that's good. But I think the first time I woke up was 3:48.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And fortunately, I did go back to sleep and then went back to sleep again because I was just exhausted. And then, you know, we talked the last show about dreams. And I had a pretty impactful one. And then, of course, I wrote 3 business emails and made coffee without coffee. So, because that's how I roll. But I think I actually figured I'll just give you the little sound bite of the dream, since we've been talking about dreams, you listeners, and now myself. And, you know, you have multiple dreams, but you just remember, like, the most impactful fragment of fragments. And in this one, my eldest sister, who I'm not close to, don't particularly like her. I'm going to be very honest. I think we have family members that, you know, I wouldn't know you otherwise. Like, you're somebody I wouldn't even go out of my way to know. I wouldn't hang out with. And you'd feel the same way about me.
Mm.
Absolutely. Mm. There's no, you know, and it's not that we're acrimonious or, you know, tense with each other. We just have not a damn thing in common, nor do we want to find a damn thing in common.
Right.
We just don't. So in my dream, I dreamt that she committed suicide.
Wow.
And I'm like, damn, you know me, thank God I just naturally can analyze dreams, thank God. Mm-hmm. And then in the dream, I felt like I needed to be with my mom to go to her apartment. For some reason, I needed my husband to help me. And it was for the most mundane of things I'm totally capable of doing myself, but for some reason, and I don't know why, I was dependent on him to help me get there or to get some things or whatever the case was. And he wasn't particularly kind to me. It was difficult to get to my mother's building. And she's like, well, you can come, but don't stay for too long.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, that's special. And I guess shortly after that, I got up to get ready for the show. But in my mini analysis, as I'm running to make coffee and do business emails and get myself together for the show, I felt like the characteristics that I associate with my older sisters are perhaps characteristics within myself that I would like to put an end to.
Right.
That's what I got from that.
I was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because she's a scientist. She's an educator. She is very buttoned up, literally. She, I'm afraid to know her politics. I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I don't want to know, even though she lives in Vermont, which is where Bernie is from, but she's more an upscale Vermonter.
Hmm.
Yeah. And she's been there most of her life, actually. She went to graduate school there and has stayed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So when she comes to New York, I'm like, you act like you're not from here. Like, it irritates me. Like, you act like you don't even know where the hell you would, like, really? Yeah. So very antithetical to how I roll. And, she's a chronic planner. Everything has to be logical. And she's very curt in her manner. Like, when she sends me an email, I want to write, I don't work for you. I don't. Like, am I the help? Like, why are you, you know? Let me know how mom is. That, like, not even, how are you? Love. And then she'll put her name. No comma, no dash, no, as always, no.
Not even a
best
regard. Cordially.
Not even a comma, not a dash, not at a lip.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing. No emoji. It's as if words cost something.
Wow.
She writes emails like you have to pay for every word.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thought, wow, that's interesting. And perhaps I am liberating some of those characteristics in myself.
Mm.
I hope so. I hope so. The meditation has been key. And I'm doing a very, very simplistic version of Vedic meditation, where it's basically, instead of focusing on your breath and mindfulness, which is also very, very good, Vedic is great for somebody who's extremely busy and doesn't want to add another thing on the list. So it's looking at meditation as a relief from thinking and a relief from doing. Mindfulness kind of has the association, at least for me, that you have to be doing something. I'm like, oh no, I got to do something else. Like, oh god, and then you don't do it. So with Vedic meditation, and again, I'm diluted, is you focus on a mantra, which kind of takes care of the breath. But when you are being distracted by thought, which is a normal reaction and occurrence in the human brain, so let's forget about, why am I thinking doing meditation? Because that's how the brain works. So it's not anything to keep score, to berate yourself. But as you get distracted by a thought, you go back to it because you have the mantra, right? That always brings you back. So that's easy. And also you look at it as a stress reliever, that every time you're distracted by thought, you're actually burning off stress. I like that because it's practical. And you find yourself going back to the mantra. And then, as I said about any form of meditation, the benefit of being distracted is that you are exercising your brain, and that really can strengthen your brain and really help prevent or lower the chances of declining brain health, which could lead to scary things like Alzheimer's or whatever. So, you know what I mean? You look at it in a very practical way. So, yeah, otherwise I'd be really out of my body right now and exhausted from not sleeping great and having extreme dreams. So meditation
right.
and dream analysis, and then knowing how to work your coffee maker. wasn't bad. I just forgot to put the cup in the thing, but there you go.
No. Well, now that's an interesting dream because I think you're right. I mean, when you were talking, I'm like, yeah. Because I, you know, you and I, you know, in our parallel lives and with our family and our relatives and things like that, you know, as much as there has been turmoil, like, within my own family, and just, you know, that feeling of disconnectedness from my brothers, not even a feeling, it's an actuality, it's not, you know, it feels
like
that.
Oh, girl, I
and
know.
And for me, it's like the things that have had to happen, it seems, for us to feel this way. But, you know, knowing that there's a lot of anger and realizing, you know, when it's turned on you, you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? I'm thinking,
well, yeah, well, a chair got slain. A poor innocent chair was slain in the process or held kidnapped.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. And yet, you know, knowing that there's definitely anger within me, I mean, having to own that and saying, you know, I can play nice for the most part, but no, there's definitely, you know, there's definitely some anger there.
There's some
unfinished
business.
And it comes out.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes out in weird ways, so it's not a, or in ways that you just don't think. Like, I think your husband had said it one time. Was it something where, you know, basically we treat the people who know us the best or are closest to us, but, you know, one way, and then complete strangers.
Oh yeah, no,
another
yeah.
way.
I'll tell you what my husband says. He says, "Why don't you treat?" No, I'll tell you what he says because you said it in such a nice way. Yeah. He says, and he knows it pushes a button. He says, "Why don't you treat me like a stranger?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the implication is, yeah, because I'm not married to strangers,
right.
and they don't work my last
right.
nerve. So yeah. So maybe if we're not married anymore, I'll treat you like that. How about that? You like that one? That's not going to happen. But you know, I don't say that. But I'm like, you want to take that left over there? Because I could.
Right.
Let's take
right.
that left. Oh, you want to stay right here? Yeah, why don't you pump the brakes, baby? Pump the brakes. Okay, we're good.
So that is the sort of stuff uh-huh. where, I mean, it gives you pause to think. And
yes,
to have it
does.
Work out in a dream, like, if for your dream. It's, you know, it's so interesting. I used to get, in my dreams, like, I'd have dreams about people that I was having conflicts with. And I get mad at them in my dream, and I wake up and be mad at them in real life because I'm like, man, you were even in my dreams, you know?
I was annoyed. I'm like, why am I dreaming about this one? Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so for a long time, I'd be like, man, you know, this person's getting my, you know, in my consciousness, my unconsciousness, and it's like it's too much. Like I'm going to deal with it too much, and never quite taking that, or believing. I would say I know it has been said to me. You know, well, you know, everybody, everything in your dream is really, you know, an aspect of you. So when you switch it that way,
yeah,
you're like, damn.
I know, you're like, really? Very interesting. And I think about, you know, with God bless my mother, she's like your parents. She's in phenomenal shape. But then, like, one day, and I'm thinking, I could see, I have three siblings. I could say with my younger brother and my immediate older sister, not the one I'm talking about, she's in the middle, I could see having a connection with those two. But with that one, I'm like, don't even, like, really? Like, it's, I don't think it's going to happen. So it's going to be very
right.
interesting with the aftermath. And my mother is so shrewd that she has already, like, I'm like, Ma, where are you going? Like, she has already downsized. I'm like, really? Like, this is kind of weird. Like, she's giving me back things. Are you still alive, right? okay, but if you want that chocolatey back that I gave you from 8th grade, I'll take, it's like she gave, she's downsized to the point, I think in her mind, she's doing it for us. That she's living, like she went from an 8-room massive apartment in New York City that it was Lotto that I grew up there, and she is now in a very cute studio apartment. She's down to one very nice, functional, tiny little space that works for her, and she's living in a very simple, streamlined life in an elegant high-rise building, so she's safe. And she deserves it. She worked her whole life for that, and that's she's living very simply. But good for you. Good for you. She doesn't want the bells and whistles. She doesn't. She just want to deal with the aftermath after she died. She doesn't want to put that on. Like she took care of everything. I saw the business card where she wants to be cremated. I'm like, okay, I know the name of the place. It's some place in Brooklyn. Got it.
Yeah,
but you know what, though? It's like and who knows? Maybe I'll probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
To make
maybe
it easy.
Will.
I'm not thinking about that now, but, yeah, maybe one day, you know.
Yeah.
I probably will.
And it's a weird conversation to have with your parents. Like, my parents did all that. I mean, they did, like, burial plots and figured all that stuff out.
Right.
You know, a few years ago. But you know, let us know. Like, oh, yeah. You know, we went in with your other aunts and uncles, so my mom's side in Charleston, she has two sisters, and, you know, along with their spouses, they all got in on these plots. So we've already used one, maybe two, you know, from my uncle and then my cousin.
Right. Wow.
You know, so that part was already planned, and then when my uncle had been really sick, that's when, you know, for them having to help my aunt with some of the decisions, that's when mom and dad, you know, I sent an email to all of us saying, you know, we need to talk about, you know, these contingency plans because we don't want you to deal with this when it happens. Like what, you know, your aunt is going through right now. Your aunt, your cousins are going through
parenting.
Right now. You don't. Yeah, I mean, they're like, no,
beautiful
parents. We need to get this figured out. Mm. And it's interesting, and I will say we have some hands raised, but you know, so we'll wrap it up. And we'll get to the phone calls. But what's interesting is my aunt that I'm living with now, you know, with her retiring, she'd been part of a union, so she had you know certain benefits in place while she was actively in the union and working. And so I guess there's usually people who are saying, oh, yeah, but you know, you still have this coverage. Technically, if you fill out this paperwork, it's free. We have this coverage for, like, accidental death and dismemberment, you know, stuff that's not probably how you're going to go, but it's, you know, it's just there just in case. It's why it doesn't cost anything extra. But what they do is they try to get in, and of course they're going to try to sell you other stuff. While we're looking at this, and it makes sense. And in a way, I was kind of annoyed because the guy is not. There's some people who are not really good on the phone, but they're great in person. You know, I couldn't understand half of it, and I couldn't understand it. I know my aunt was just like, she just that number and say, you answer it because I know who it is. But he was super nice when we finally, you know, got the appointment set, and he came in and he raised some good questions. That you know, because she probably didn't you know, she didn't do it, and she probably didn't have to really look at it when her husband passed away, and she doesn't have any kids. So, you know, I made some notes. I mean, I knew that she wasn't gonna want to do anything right away because that was not her priority. Like, she's still trying to get like her health insurance and all that figured out, but. It was some good stuff to think about. Like, you know, if something happens to you, you know, do you have enough to pay for your own funeral? You know, is there stuff set aside? You know, is there stuff set aside for the house? You know, all those things. And I realized, you know, I don't know the answer to these questions. She doesn't know what's been put in place from her husband, if anything at all. So there were good things to take note of, and I was glad – most of these people, you know, salespeople, they should be people persons. So they're good at bringing it up without making it sound like, you know, you're going to die right away.
Right.
You know, they definitely have a way about them, and that's fine. And I can appreciate that, because this guy was really nice. And we have his card, and, you know, if she does decide to change anything or upgrade or do whatever, you know, now there's somebody that we've at least met. But there's just a lot to keep track of, you know. There's a lot to think about, and you know, like, unfortunately, with on the other side of my family, with my uncle who passed away like 3 years ago, and then his son passing away in April, you know, they were still caught kind of unaware, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's better to start, you know, making those plans now, because you just don't know. Like my cousin is 58 years old. We just don't know.
Oh my God.
It is interesting, because it does bring up those things. But you know, I think we kind of go full circle with how our relationships are with other people, and then how they're reflected. Well, I would say the parts of ourselves that we don't see.
Right.
You know, like the not so pretty parts that, you know, you're like, you don't want to put all your attention on it, but when it comes up in a dream, it's like, how are you changing those things? Now that it's brought to your attention in some way, how do you handle that? Because when, you know, when we do make these big changes, and you've been very diligent with your meditations, and especially the violet flame work, and you know that stuff is going to come up, how do you, when something is faced, and you've had to deal with a lot of stuff. I would say you always do, but these are deeper. These are deeper than usual. And so how you process that information, how you decide to respond, and, you know, I kind of look at it where are we really pulling back on our punches a little bit, so we're not, okay, I punch myself in the face for doing this, but let me really look at this and see, you know, even though it's shaken me to my core, how do I move through this? Because it's familiar enough.
Right.
And for you, because you have been dealing with stuff for decades, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the level of your level of activity, I mean, you're like superwoman, you know. When I first met you, I'm like, all right, first of all, she's from New York, so that already there's a level
right
of
there.
Craziness that goes with just being like, not only were you born and raised there, you're still there, you know, that's your groove, that's how you do it. But I know it takes a toll, because I mean, and you didn't have to come to Atlanta for me to know that, but when you did come to visit, and just for you to sit on some grass, just for you to sit in a backyard,
huge.
Which, you know, I take for granted every day,
mm-hmm.
that I have a backyard and I have trees and grass, you know, for you to not really have that, have to feel so starved for it, that even that was like your zen moment. I mean, and it's so simple,
mm-hmm.
but you don't always have that opportunity.
No.
Or you don't even think about it, because that's not what you're surrounded by where you live.
Full house.
So I can only imagine that when these things come up in your dream, that you look at them and like you have a different set of tools to work with. I mean, some of it's very similar to mine, but I mean, like, I can go out. I can go out in nature, and the pace of life in Atlanta is nothing like the pace of life in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know that. I mean, that has a large part, but you're also conditioned to be in that environment, and now you're like, what can I be doing in my environment to change it, you know, to carve out that piece? And a lot of it is the internal stuff. So for this stuff to show up,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the extreme of, say, you know, the one sibling that you're not close to at all.
Have no connection to her. Just like you and your brother. Have no connection.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But for me growing up, like the one brother that I don't really hear, no one hears from him, he was sort of like my protector growing up.
That's ironic,
You know, it is interesting, because even though we never really chatted on that level, I mean, there are points in my life where, especially like when I came out, and he was super nice about that. He was like really cool about it. And those were things where, because he was the big brother, I was like, wow, I didn't realize he viewed me in a certain way. You know, so I would hear these stories later on, much like I'd hear other stories about him later on. I was like, what? He did what? You know, so to hear these different sides of this one, you know, unique and troubled being, you know, there are so many sides to each of us.
There's purity, there's good, there's loyalty, there's love. Yeah, see, it's all multifaceted. It is. Let's take care of these people. Go ahead.
And with him, he still will show up. Every so often he'll show up in my dreams. Like the last time he showed up.
Oh, wow.
You know, a couple of months ago. And it was like a reconciliation of sorts. Like,
oh,
we're
beautiful.
Good.
Wow.
You know, but, I mean, it was nothing like we didn't have a lot of words, but it was a feeling of like an acknowledgement. Like I still see you, and like we're good, even though we're not really talking. Like even though I haven't really.
Well, it's the energy. Energetically, you're good. That's great.
Right. Well, but okay, that's good. So I just have to let it go. And that was with my oldest brother, the one I really haven't.
We haven't
talked to in like a year or whatever.
Right.
And I feel like with my middle brother. I would hate to say that. Hopefully, you know, it would be the case no matter what. But even with like one of my cousins passing away, he did call me, and we talked. But that's the last time we've really talked. And even that ended. You know, I mean, we were both on the same page on that one. It's not like it's irreparable, but
of course not.
It just means, you know, like you said, if our lives don't need to cross paths, they're not going to, you know?
Right.
And it is kind of odd. I know it really hurts my parents that we can't all get together because there's that feeling of, well, it's going to be tense and I don't want to, you know, drive 5 hours and be tense. So
we
sort of leave it at that, but, you know, what can you do?
It's complicated. All right. Well, speaking of complicated, let's take some calls.
And this is our friend Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hey, ladies. Good
Hi.
Morning to
Good
you.
Good morning.
Beautiful morning to you.
Thank you. And how are you?
And I am actually really, well, I'm actually, I was excited. Now I'm just like, I am just in my peace. I'm on vacation.
Nice. That's amazing. Well, so you're on vacation from
what
work?
What that means is that I just finished my yoga thing yesterday, and I'm just going to take the week off, basically. Just gonna
good.
Wow. That's good.
So
you earned it.
I definitely did, and I just feel really great about it. So
congratulations.
Had a quick reading with one of my friends who does tarot card reading and said, yeah, you're in the right place, right time. Good to be there.
Nice.
So, okay, it's validation and give me a heads up of what's coming up for next month and next few months. I'm going, like, yeah, I'm going to do it. So,
good.
And just, very excited. Of 196 days that I put into it. And I think I put about, how many hours did I put in? Just take a quick look here. 432 hours.
Somebody just needs to, like, print out, like, a certificate and start teaching classes. Like, all those hours. Like,
yeah.
You really could teach. You really could be yoga. You really could be, like, for real.
Yeah, 433.88. Thank you. I had an objective, had a strategy in October. I was talking to another lady that I had talked to on Blog Talk, and her name is Dee Wallace, and she said, you know.
Oh, she was in E.T. She played the mom. She's an actress.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she kind of like, I found out which day it was that I had talked to her, and I was listening to it, and I go, like, yeah. things have changed since then. So I really did it with a devotional tenacity, I call it. And I was unrelenting, and I just did it. And I really had to do some strategy on this, and it all worked out. And I feel that next strategy is I'll do the same thing and be unrelenting about it. So, excuse me, I did learn a lot of stuff about myself, especially about emotions, about abandonment, and about about me, actually, and how to deal with those emotions and get into a calm peace through meditation and exercise. So it's been a beautiful journey. And though this week is going to be basically celebration week, I'll get back on the mat next week. But I'm actually going to be going to a really beautiful concert on August 5th. So
who are you seeing?
Looking forward to that.
Who are you seeing?
There's a lady that I was watching an inspirational video on her, and she was being interviewed, and I didn't know who she was until I looked her up. I go, like, huh. Just listen to her music. And her name is Lindsay Sterling. She does violin stuff.
She's a violinist.
Yeah. And
oh,
I'm going to see her live. I'm actually going to see her live. I was late in buying tickets, so I had to buy resale tickets, but I said, no, forget it. I'm going to go do it because I don't know if I'm going to see her again. But I found her music very very spiritual, about breaking through the paradigms of being caged. And she really actually expresses it in her song without lyrics, but through the violin playing. Mm. Like one of her songs is called Transcendence. And she has some songs called, you know, Shadows and Elements. And,
perfect.
Yeah, and Stars Align with one of her albums. And one of them, another one was called Taking Flight, like a Bird, and Beyond the Veil. So these are all songs like... Oh,
they resonate.
To. I think anyone can relate to, actually. About
of course.
Breaking through the... Yeah, and I said, I'm going to go see her. So I said, well, I'm going to go do the full thing. So I'm going to actually... I said I'd have a VIP.
Oh, go ahead.
And I actually paid for it, too. And I go and says, question and answer in a session. I'm going to answer a really good question about some of the stuff that she writes in her music. So it's going to be great on Friday.
That.
I earned it. I was going to go see my teacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful reward.
Because I had, a lot of support from, both of you. And people that I know, and it's like cheer your own, and I was really feeling very like I did it. And I would tell the place I usually go to, where I actually go and eat a lot and drink a lot, like I was in teas and stuff like that, and I said, I'm finished this program and did all these hours. And they were, surprised about it, but also at the same time, you did it. So it's like I had a good cheering team all around.
Good, yay.
Yeah.
You have really come full circle, because the Jay from, 2 years ago would have questioned, I don't know. Yeah, I did it, but, they need extra shifts at the job, so I think I'm going to, go back and do that, and I don't know. Let's pull... You're going to pull a message because it's fabulous.
Okay.
All right. Ready when you guys are. Message is to live, communicate, and function from a grace-filled truth sets the tone of mutual respect and cancels out the grandiose flames of arrogance. That's great. That's great. Just being in the world, I'll read it one last time. To live, communicate, and function from a grace-filled truth. And this is what you've accomplished. You know, you turned this practice into a lifestyle. You know, like, I am slowly turning meditation into a lifestyle in terms of something that I have to do at least every morning, if not a couple times a day, but definitely at least every morning. And I think that is on the path of this first line of the message, which is to live, communicate, and function from a grace-filled truth. Sets the tone of mutual respect and cancels out the grandiose claims of arrogance. And it's kind of interesting because we were talking about family members and just other kind of people, you know, other people and all of that, and just, you know, communicating with people that aren't of parallel or similar mind. So it works both ways, because we can be very arrogant and grandiose in our spiritual practices, or we could be shut down by someone else. So the guidance of this message I really appreciate, because if you set the tone and you are leading by mutual respect, that's half of it. That takes care of it right there. That's solving the problem halfway.
Oh, awesome. Beautiful message. Beautiful message.
One, five, three.
Well,
and
I
before you start, before you started down, I counted down from 16.
Oh, so there you go. So 15.3. Okay, there you go. That's cute.
Well, they're all odd numbers, the 1, 5, 3. And I like that, as in contrast to really what I would call the steadiness of your practice. Like you had to follow a particular outline and you stuck with it, and all that is talked about, you know, just you being on task, you know. So this 1, 5, 3 is a result of doing the work and being able to then kind of play off that. You know, one is this whole idea of who you are, the self. And no doubt that's changed, that's deepened since you started the practice and since you finished. So you carry that energy into the 5, which is the, I usually call it the crossroads, but you know, 5 is like that, because there are options for you to choose from, and to not feel overwhelmed by the number of options necessarily, but to feel so inspired and so enamored with the adventure of life that you just choose it, knowing that if you're not going to miss out on something, it'll be a full circle moment, but you have to take the chance. You have to go with your heart, or 5 is about freedom, so you have to deal with what feels free, and what feels freeing and liberating. So these are not things that most people they want a sure thing. They want to a calculated risk, so to speak. And these odd numbers are saying, you can calculate as best you want, but however it's going to happen is going to happen. But it's not going to catch you unaware necessarily. It just means you have, the way I'm getting it is, you have disciplined yourself in a way where your vibration, you will pretty much, it keeps raising, like your vibration keeps raising. So you pretty much, you kind of know by feeling the sorts of situations and people that you want to hang out with, that are going to be attracted to you. I mean, the quality of experiences that you've been talking about for the last few months has just gotten better and better, and I feel richer. You know, they're meaningful. You're not one that's been talking a lot about just your everyday, you know, job, you know, your work. That's not been what you've been sharing with us. That's not what has been inspiring you. It's been this program and these practices and these things that you're learning about yourself. So I say all that because, you know, the last part of this, not only is the five the adventure and the experience of it all, but the three is also this sense of how you're distributing this energy and also how the energy is coming back to you. So again, because of your heightened level of awareness, the quality of your life has improved. And it's also because of just the simple choices that you've made, and you've followed your heart. You've followed things that just, you know, this is really what's calling to me, and I'm going to honor that. And you did. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. This program is nothing to sneeze at. So no doubt the transformation has happened. I mean, that's indicated by the five and just also by what you're talking about, all the things you're sharing. And I love the phrase in this message, neutral respect. So this is basically allowing. It's allowing you, first and foremost, to be what it is you want to be. And it's not like I'm going to be stubborn and I'm just going to be egotistical. It's almost like allowing the parts of yourself that you thought you had to keep hidden, allowing that stuff to shine, because that's really authentically who you are. And as a result, you're also attracting those types of people who are also, it's easy to allow them to be. Like, they may not do yoga the same way you do, but you can really meet them and appreciate them for what they bring and who they are. And there's only, you know, there's only so many reasons why you would be in touch with somebody, right? And in some cases, it could be like your family members could be there to kind of push the buttons for you, but you also have people who support you. Hopefully, at some point, your family members will get you enough where, you know, you feel like, if not support, then a neutral respect. So this is kind of bring up a circle for all of us. I mean, with Liz and with me and with you and everybody who's listening, you know, there are going to be, I would say, in the bigger picture, there will be obviously people who will not think the same way you do. And so it's not for them to be like, well, you need to be the bigger person. If you recognize that you're not, you know, you're probably not going to agree on a lot of things. As spiritual people, like, we have to learn how to be what we would call that bigger person. And it doesn't mean you have to beat them into submission and, well, we're not going to talk, or we're not going to do it. It's not that. It isn't about shutting down necessarily. You can choose to not spend a lot of time with that person. But when you do, you can have these conversations and maybe just, you know, not have it be so charged on your end. And then, you know, when it's time to step away. But it's interesting because that's not the feeling I get. Like, with you taking a break, like, I love you doing a vacation. You're just taking a break and you're letting it all sink in. And you're enjoying these opportunities. I mean, I think going to these concerts, I mean, that type of thing, that's going to raise your vibration. And I'm just, again, so proud of how you're doing and what you're doing. And I know, like, you're already a teacher. You teach certain classes, but you're going to continue in different ways. You're already, with what you share on the show, I know it helps other people. It inspires other people. So continue sharing. And there's no pressure for you to, like, organize anything necessarily. But when the time comes, I think you'll find a nice reception for those pursuits.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful.
Ditto. Everything she said. And I think Alisa's last show with us before she travels will be Tuesday. I don't know if you're going to join us, so I'm just bringing it up in case you want to just, because we're starting the Bon Voyage tour, saying have a great trip. So you want to wish Alisa a good trip now because you may not be able to on Tuesday. There you go.
I just say enjoy the splendors and wonders of the world that you're going to see up there, and enjoy the, you're going to just love it. It's going to be a different part of you that maybe you're going to see any reflections of the water you see over there too. Ooh, that was deep.
All right. Go ahead, Buddha.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.
Wonderful. Well, and of course, I will be here holding down the fort with Anna, maybe Lolita. I have no idea. I'm just going to show up at the time and continue on blending it as we do, although whenever Lisa goes, she is always deeply missed. All right, Jason, stay in touch. And, fabulous call. So thank you. And do we have anybody else waiting for us?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right,
love
bye,
Jay.
Darling. I'm going to take these calls. All right,
love
bye,
you.
Sweetheart. Love you.
All right, well, we have a couple more calls, and I wanted to address a friend, Doug for Peace, who's in the chat room.
Oh, yes.
So she writes, she said she had to unplug from a friendship, a male friendship, and she wants to be clear if this is right for her. As if I might have hurt his feelings. We don't speak about us. I'm not sure if he even sees me as a lover or anything. She has a name. I don't know if I want to say it out loud. Do you feel that we will connect again with honesty, or should I just move forward away from him?
Seems like this is a recurring theme, if this is who I'm thinking about, where whether it's a male friendship or female friendship, where it's sort of like the definition and or the boundaries or how she's being perceived. This is why I don't run the controls, because I leave my body all the time in this show when I connect to people's energies. That's why I can't do the technical part. So, Elisa, am I correct that this is the one that works at the place with a lot of the younger people, and there's been some button pushing and some things, and we actually spoke to her on the phone one time? This is who I'm thinking about, right?
Yes.
So it seems to be, I'm noticing a little bit of a theme about where the definitions of things or where they line up. But I can't really speak on this person because he didn't call, and we have to respect the law of free will in all situations. But I would say, like, the message that Jay just pulled, I think applies to all of us. And in this case, would be the guidance that I would give is just coming from a place of mutual respect. And that will just heal so much. My first instinct was to say, yeah, you're doing the right thing. By the lines are blurred, and in order to get clarity, boundaries need to be established. Energetic clarity needs to be established. I'm sensing fragmented energy, and you can only focus on where you're coming from. This is Dove for Peace, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's a nice handle. Okay, Dove for Peace. This other person, we can't even mess with that. I feel this person also has some issues that are, whether consciously or unconsciously, are being triggered. You have nothing to do with it, but perhaps there's some triggering going on. And I think because you are very sensitive and you are spiritually minded, I think that's where your concerns are. But you know what? Everybody's on their own path to choose to dig deep and heal and grow and aspire or not. That's free will.
Okay.
So for you, D4P, I would that's her hand, D4P, I would say yes, because that is also showing you, oh, my God, this is what's really coming up here, the art of self-reliance. And I want you to receive that concept across the board for every aspect of your life. And it's not something for you to really think with your conscious mind. It's to receive energetically. And I'm going to leave it there.
Nice. Yeah. She's saying, yes, you're right. All these things. This is great. I mean, I agree, too. I think it's... there has been a bit of a pattern where, you know, she wants to know what everyone else is thinking. And in a way, I think getting some confirmation is trusting your own intuitions on these things. And letting it play out. It's not like even if you got confirmation, how are you going to make it? You can't make the person do anything.
Right.
But you can respond in a certain way.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times you don't know. A lot of times you have to adjust. Because sometimes you may have a particular filter for patterns that keep repeating, Even if you're not aware of it, you have a certain way of dealing with people because that's how you've had to cope. And I think if you can open that up a little bit and just receive and just see what's really happening, because you know sometimes the what you see is not really not the whole story.
Yeah.
So you interpret it a certain way and you think, that person is just going to do one over on me or whatever.
Right.
And I think if you give it some more time and almost, it's almost like moving your vision to like the other side of it. Like maybe like if you could see, if you can imagine you're holding the camera, so you see what's happening on your end. And then if you were to be able to take that same camera lens and walk around behind the person, so now the person you're looking the same direction that person is looking at, you may see something completely different. So that's the sort of perspective you may need to have, but you can't force it. I mean, I would say trust what you're feeling, but if it feels a little muddled, it may be because so much of your own filter is sort of in place that it may not be an accurate filter for you. Maybe a filter that you have to, like the filter of the mistrust, you know? And that's how we all put up. Like everyone puts up some kind of wall at some point if you've been hurt. And sometimes taking down that wall is the hardest thing.
I have a quick question. Stuff was flooding in when you were talking. I'm sorry. Is there something else you want to say? Okay.
No.
Stuff was really flooding in. This is crazy, but I'm just going to say what was coming in. Probiotic health or gut health, and that internally or something with immune health, because this is mirroring a reflection of balancing brain chemistry to be more self-reliant. So I'm picked up on this connection. So I don't know if you've had stomach issues or immune system issues. It's all connected. How it connects to the brain in terms of self-reliance. So I just take that because it came in so strong when she was talking. So just take that. I don't know if that's going to make sense, but that came in.
What I get from that is that if it's your brain, your mind is set a certain way, then if your brain is receiving certain signals or not receiving certain signals.
Right.
And this is not just, outside, but internally it makes sense. I mean, if you're having like immune issues, like you can't protect yourself, right? You're not able to, you can't take in this information and understand it. You don't process it fully. It's like not taking enough bites of your food and just, making your system work that much harder to break it down.
Mm.
I can see how that is all tied together.
Yeah.
And she's saying, yes, stomach. So stomach.
Oh, my God.
So digesting tidbits of information, if you are not taking, if you're not chewing on the stuff enough, if you're just like, let me just eat and then let me just swallow, done, other systems have to compensate for that.
Yeah. Get like a probiotic or eat foods that are alkaline. Wow, I'm no freaking medical intuitive, but this stuff is flooding in. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so get into balance, physical balance. Probiotic something. I don't know if you see a practitioner or whatever, but that came in. That's all going to be connected, and as you work on that, and that's great because you don't have to think about it. It's like, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to take care of my body. That's actually on an unconscious level will strengthen some weakened connections that are happening in the brain. Listen to me. Let me just, what is going on here on this show? Ooh.
She's like, this is great. Yogurt. Yeah, yogurt to start. I mean, there's probiotics that you can get.
There you go.
Yogurt and probiotics. So there are different ways, and certainly, pay attention to how, not only how you're digesting your thoughts, but also how you digest your food. And that's not only the type of food you're eating, but then how you eat it. I mean, just chew. Slow down and chew. Chew. Take your time and enjoy it and chew.
Alicia said, don't worry about everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for peace. Well, we have two more hands raised.
We'll take them.
More hands raised. We can do it.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can do it. Hey, this is it could be opulence. It could be, I'm not sure, but it's 111. Hello.
Okay. It is opulence. And where are you going this time?
Norway, Iceland, and Scotland.
Well, she's going to come back with a kilt. She's going to come back with a tartan and a kilt.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fly out. I fly out Tuesday, so that'll be a big flight. So I'm excited, though.
I'm excited for you. Isn't that great, opulence? I love it.
It is. Happy trails to you.
Thank you.
Yes, I think we're going to squeeze in one more show on Tuesday, but we're starting our Bon Voyage tour today in anticipation of her trip. So we are at the final minutes of the show. We do have somebody also waiting for us, but you sound good. So how are you doing since the last time we talked?
Well, you know, talking about listening to you, I heard after we talked, you know, it jumped off the next week. And I said, whoa, was that right on time or what?
I was seeing some stuff going on around you, yeah.
In terms of, I'm talking worldwide, nationally.
Well, that's around all of us.
Yes. Yes. But anyway, moving along from that, because it seems to have settled, gone back into the woodwork to reemerge another time, probably, I would. Life is great. I have made more family connections.
Good.
And spiritual family connections, and I'm loving that. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly the default setting for all of us. I have never been with going on with the world because, so much stuff just in between shows. So many things happen we can't even process because there's something else that we're just, you know, slapped around. We're just chronically being slapped around with what's going on in the world. I have never been more humbled and appreciative of my family and my friendships. Like, let's just keep it close. In terms of what the simple and the profound and the deep and the love, because that's the only anchor we have. Doing the show is such an anchor. It always has been, but now more than ever. It's a safe space, because what place is safe? So we have to create energetically our safe havens, right? And that's what you're doing.
We got the power. It's about time to use it. Put it on maximum, you know, full throttle and get out there and experience it and transcend the mundane.
It's raising amplitude, right? It's raising up amplitude. And it's also, and this is kind of what is it, how it is in my household now. I have zero tolerance for BS. You're talking too loud. I walk by, I say, take it a half. I walk by, I pass it, I take it to half. No, if everybody would just practice zero tolerance of BS in their household, in their relationships, that's what we can do to balance out the madness. You know, you taking this beautiful trip with your family, Elisa, just all those, like, that's contributing to peace. I really believe that. Whatever we can do to experience and practice joyfulness is great. So we're going to run a little bit over people because we have another caller, so stay on the line. We're going to get cut off, but stay on the line. You can still hear the show in its entirety on download in iTunes. So, Opulence, let's pick a quick message for you.
All right.
Yeah,
thank
ready
you.
When you guys are. Wow, this is applicable. And the number for this is 227, not to be confused by the with the show featuring Jack Hay. That's funny. 227.
I'm thinking the same thing.
227. Hey. I'm all about Jack Hay.
Jack Hay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Human communication in divine truth is an accomplishment. What were you just saying? What were we just saying? Opulence to take this message. Okay. Human communication in divine truth is an accomplishment. Manners are a system of civility and are vulnerable to the onslaught of technology. So this is, again, really a footnote to our conversation about that expressing that accomplishment of human communication in divine truth and to remember manners, because that's like a species going extinct. Manners. What happened to manners? Because everybody's, you know, on their technology. So I think this is such an appropriate message. I'll read it once through. Human communication in divine truth is an accomplishment. Manners are a system of civility and are vulnerable to the onslaught of technology.
Beautiful.
227.
Well, these, still thinking of that TV show. 227, the twos are cooperative. You know, it's dealing with partnerships. It's dealing with cooperation. I've mentioned it being the bridge, like a bridge from one point to another. So it's necessary. Otherwise, you will have this gap. You won't have any kind of understanding. You won't be able to meet any kind of common ground if you're not willing to reach out, right, and to figure out how to bridge that distance. So the way the two bridges out really is just by being receptive. And we talked about this too, about just being receptive and allowing for things to come, even if you don't necessarily understand it, because, you know, we tend to put up walls if we don't understand it. So the two says, let's pay attention and let's try to be understanding, because you know, at any point you can always just pull out and say, oh, that's it, I'm done. But if you don't even give it a chance, you'll never know what you're connecting to. So these two twos, in fact, you can call it the middle two bridging the first two to the seven. And I think of twos and sevens as kind of being a little on the opposite end, because not completely, but mostly because a two wants to be with others and understand the others, and seven wants to understand itself. A seven has an understanding enough, feels of what's going on and wants to make sense of it, but needs to know how all that is going to or has an impact on the inner workings. So that spiritual aspect that you can't have someone fix it for you. You can't have someone else do it for you. You have to do that work within. They don't have to be at odds, the two and the seven. They can actually work together. Because if you have an understanding of others, if you go from that direction, you will eventually learn how to have an understanding for yourself, and vice versa. But the inner work is really where it's at. It isn't about the other person. It is going to be about you. And then in turn, how you affect other people, how you have relationships with other people. So they're both important. I mean, two being receptive and wanting to be supportive and helpful. The seven taking all that information and energy and really they're showing you like how you sort through it internally. So not everyone's going to see. And I would say the same thing with the two. The two can be about a lot of inner work, or behind-the-scenes work, I should say, is more how the two is. It's more behind the scenes, so a lot of people may not see it, but it's very important. So the same thing with the seven. Not always seen, in fact, rarely seen, because then that's by choice by a seven, but incredibly important, and not just for the person, but the person's relationships outside. So, Great message.
Mm.
Perfect.
Yes. Thank you. Very, very apropos. And so was Jackie in this vibration. Did you pick up my Facebook message yet for what I sent you?
You know what? I checked probably a day or two after you mentioned, and I just saw a photograph of us from a long time ago. So I thought, could that be it? I don't think so. So I don't think it came in. Can you email it to loablend@gmail.com? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. I'll send different ones because I don't know if those are going, if I'm going to be able to, you know, transmit them, because one was a video for sure, and one was a, I think two were video links or something.
All right, you can try again on Facebook, and I'll take a look, but it didn't come through.
No problem. I will, because I was going to send more. I'll just get some more. And
all right, fabulous. All right, I'll check, sweetheart.
All right.
Thank
love
you.
Love you both.
Love you.
Safe
love
travel.
You, too. Thank you.
You're all welcome.
Right. Oh, sorry. I'm already mute. Okay. Well, all right, we have three hands raised. Do we have time?
What? Okay, well, you know what? Because we have to send you off with a bang. All right, callers, we're gonna do it short and sweet, though, okay? Because it's 10:06.
Area code 862. Who is this?
This is Jackie.
Jackie,
hey.
We've talked to you a while ago. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm at home now. Each time you talk to me, I'm at school. So.
Right. There's always a lot of noise and
yes, and then the music.
Yeah,
the,
like,
and
yeah,
music.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Exactly
so,
this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's so funny because we we just pulled the message 227 with the number, and then we called it Jackie.
Heard that.
That's
everything since I got on the line today pertained to me. This was powerful. I have to go back and really download this show.
Yeah, hear it on iTunes. Absolutely.
Because my trial is. My trial, my experience, my walk, where I am right now, started, or at least it catapulted, at the same time when my mother passed,
right.
And she was just like what your aunt is trying to do. I believe you said it was your aunt, would put things in order, downsize, get things in order.
My mom,
chaotic. My mom did the same thing, and they turned it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm at a place now. Where's the possibility? No, it's certain that I'm going to have to try to put it back in order, what's left.
Okay.
And I just want to see what you see with that. Because I do have the siblings that I can't believe we were raised in the same household.
Right.
And it hurt. I'm not going to diminish that. I can't. Because I was blown away because she put as much in order as she possibly could.
Of course.
Even down to paying for her funeral.
Yeah.
And they turned everything inside out, upside down, and everyone turned on me. And I received absolutely nothing but pain.
Mm. Wow.
So I've been carrying that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And dealing with it and walking through it and doing my inner work.
Mm-hmm.
Crying out. And at the same time, trying to still keep my family in order who saw me broken.
Well, we can't worry about what people saw. We can't worry about that because it's too much of a burden, Jackie.
Right, but my children saw it, and it affected them.
You have definitely grown so much and understand to the degree that you felt the pain is the direct reflection of the massive growth. You have never been more clear in your life. You have, and let's really receive what I'm about to say here. And you have never been less of a victim in your life. I think you are, because of old patterns and old habits, I think there's a part of you that's just walking into victim mode, but I'm telling you, you have never been less of a victim than through these trials. I know you probably think, like, that's not true, but it really is. Because there is a strength in you that is defying your past. And the confusion that you're feeling right now, Jackie, is that you have to get to know yourself all over again.
Mm-hmm.
That is really what's happening on an energetic level. So the short answer, because we are really behind schedule here, the short answer is you remind yourself that you are on the right path, number one. And number two, do not concern yourself with how others perceive you. And then I invite you, I'm going to have Elisa jump in for a second, but I just want to say I invite you, you know, to call in and we can have a, we can give a little more time to the conversation. We're just over time, but I'm going to just throw this over to Elisa real quick.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel that. I feel what Liz was talking about, because for you to state the things that you just stated, I mean, you're owning what you're feeling. You've seen what has gone through, and I think it's, I got, there's a strength in that. I mean, it's really interesting because I feel angry for you, knowing what it's like to have to sort through things and then to not have that support from people that you think, you know, there should be support. We should all be on the same team. So I feel that, yeah, you've really turned a corner, and I wish we could wave that wand, like I said, and just like, well, everything will be fine. And I think overall, I mean, actually, everything will be fine because of who you are, not necessarily because of the situation. It's like, oh, it's going to be perfect. It means that it's doing what it needs to do. Like, the situation is a catalyst for something else. I think you can always find resolution, mostly because of the work you said you've been doing and how I'm getting this type of energy. There is a determination, and also you're seeing very clearly. And you're not going to let your energy slip away and give your power away to anybody else. You stay with your path. Stay with what you know you can do and what you're in control of, and just don't get distracted by what you see other people saying or doing, because you can't be in control of that. You can choose carefully how you're, you know, going to navigate through that, because there are so many distractions around us. There are always things that will try to get your attention and kind of get you kind of derailed from what your main purpose is. And if it's to make things, you know, as right as they can be, knowing what you knew from what your mother had wanted to do, what she put in place, then, you know, keep it on that kind of level. But know that there's going to be a lot of distractions. This is just you being able to sort through all that. And it's not about your limitations, but it's knowing what is possible within yourself. So there's a difference, because you can't work it out for other people, but you can do it for you. And let that be as much guidance as you can get in the rest of the show, because we talked about a lot of stuff on the show that kind of ties into that. Of feeling the nature of your relationships, and even when they're difficult, the things that you can get out of that are really about the inner work that you're doing. I mean, this goes way back to an earlier conversation I had with Liz, and just the nature of our relationships and our dreams and what we see, and how, you know, we try to work things out, and sometimes it isn't about the other person that's represented in those dreams or in the situation, but it's a reflection of what's inside us. Sometimes it's not the prettiest parts, but there's strength in there too. So good luck to you, and I agree.
Thank you so much. I'm convinced that everything that I've walked through was to get me to this place.
Yes.
I really, you know, honestly can't say that, oh, I got everything where it needs to be and I'm all there, but I can recognize that, like they say, what don't kill you make you stronger.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
right.
Trust
right.
me, what didn't kill me made me stronger.
Absolutely. And Jackie, good luck with everything, and give us a call back. We have two more calls.
I wish I was going on that Bon Voyage with you.
Yeah, right? Me too. Me too. I'm here. Me too.
Oh, my God.
You can talk to
me. I would have some stories to tell, and we would have a good time in the end.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh, my God, I'm so glad she came.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. Let it fall out.
All right, give us a call back. We'll talk to you
thank
soon.
Thank you.
All right.
But you didn't give me my numbers.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, who do we have next? Alisa?
What?
Alisa, are you there?
Hello?
No, Alisa went dead.
Oh, did Alisa go dead? No, I thought I heard her. She's there.
Hello?
So,
can you hear me?
Yes, Alisa. And so we're going to say goodbye to Jackie.
We kind of did your quick meeting, so we had your numbers right now. We're after time here. So, all right. Let's see. We have two more calls. So, Erica 480, hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, it's Mike.
Whoa.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, quick, give us the Twitter version update. What's going on?
and that's all I was doing. Which you're going to love.
I know I am.
Because it's going to validate everything.
I know.
So
I'm waiting for it.
I randomly came across an intuitive business coach.
Of course.
And I spoke to him for a few minutes. He's like, here, email me. A couple weeks goes by. I'm like, all right, well, whatever, no big deal. So he finally reaches out. We have a conversation. He's like, listen, this is all about, you know, we got to work on getting you to write a book.
Thank
you. Quick read type of thing that turns into a workshop.
Bing.
And then it goes into more into speaking.
Okay.
And guess what? It's all free. He's like, I feel I have to do this for you.
What? Okay. Okay, because
wow.
I was calling you Tony Robbins like 5 years ago, so thank you. I saw it. I saw this happening. Yay. That's great. That's great. And I also feel that in this relationship with this person that you're probably going to be doing coaching yourself, and maybe that's why – maybe he wants to groom you. I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that, yeah, this is – fabulous. I'm not surprised at all. That's great. And you're the real estate medium guy, because there's also those things are in the works too. So do you see how the four corners of the puzzle? I think you're getting your corners. You're getting your corners lined up. So and then you see how it fills in. And be patient. And you are. And I say congratulations. What beautiful prospects that you have.
I know, it's pretty incredible.
Wow. Well, listen, we're going to go on to our next call. Call us when we are not so way over time, so we can pull a message and get another update. But thank you so much. That was really worth the wait. Thank you. I'm so happy for you.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Have a great trip.
Thank you. All right. Last call. So good. I want to say that this is Julie. Is that you, Julie?
I'm nervous. Yes, you're amazing.
Julie Osborne.
It's Miss Osborne in the house.
I just want to. I want to be on the trip with Alisa. Can I please go on the trip?
There you go.
In the past, Julie has threatened to kidnap me and hold me for ransom so that my parents would take her on a trip. And so
that's what you need to do.
I kept this on the down low. I don't want the threats happening this summer.
Yeah, we're going to feed her and keep her in a safe place during the trip, so no worries.
I love it. She'll be like in like the service closet with a mop and a broom.
Right.
Well, no, she'll get cable and she'll get like a bucket to use the restroom. Yeah. Let her shower.
Okay, so that just went left. So, Julie, how are you, my love?
I'm doing good, and things are transitioning again for me. I am very willing to jump and leave corporate America and start my own thing, making comedy full time.
Yeah.
So I just want to, you know, it feels like I'm on the right track.
Yep,
I just don't know the house, because, you know, my biggest concern is the financial aspect of things that I do have. Then also where I've had my comedy shows for the last 5 years, I'm just kind of feeling like some things need to transition or I have to move on.
Yep, yep.
And I don't know if it's time for me to move on yet. So I just kind of want to see what you saw with all that.
Yep. Okay, real, real quick, couple things that I'm seeing here is that phrase, out with the old, in with the new. That phrase came in very, very strong. I also feel there are, not that we have time to get into it, and I don't want to get really into the nitty-gritty of it because I think you'll know what I'm saying more than I do, okay, because this is just what I'm picking up energetically. But there's I think, like two or three people in your life that are kind of weighing down the energy. It's almost like you want to let the balloon, soar, but it has that weight from Party City that keeps it on the table. And you kind of want to see where you land. So I think it's time for some house cleaning, and it doesn't mean that it has to be this direct confrontation. I think you have issues with confrontation. I don't know that. I don't know you really well at all. I'm just picking up energy, so understand where I'm coming from, Julie, please. But I feel like confrontation has been an issue because as a child, you were exposed to confrontation that you're too young to process, and that's sort of been like the thing you've been carrying for a long time. The fact that I could see it in your field, that's very good news because you are no longer choosing to bury that. So this is really good news. We're always in flux. We're always in process. We never quite arrive. So just enjoy that it's a journey without a finite destination, because then you take off some pressure. You inadvertently pressure yourself, and then that becomes a firewall. It becomes a boulder. It becomes a roadblock. But I want to say it's not your fault. These are patterns rooted in childhood that you are now at the place to dismantle them. Nothing makes sense in terms of linear or chronological time because source doesn't operate that way. So that's the short answer. And if you want, and I'm going to throw it over to Lisa, but that's what I'm picking up. So I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And then when you deal with those issues that I just mentioned, that will allow the finances to find their way to you. As opposed to thinking about how am I going to do the money, how am I going to do the money. Work on some of the things that I just talked about. And that's going to actually support the energy of getting the validation, like, oh, I got money from this random situation that I didn't even know about. The money doesn't need to also come from a linear place. As long as it's under the umbrella of the Julie Osborne brand or Julie Osborne's expertise, you're on the right track. Okay, pass it over to Lisa.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, I know Julie, we get to hang out. I don't hang out with you nearly as much as I used to, but I know that you're from what most people, their kind of background is like, you know, work your job and do what you need to do, and if you're on the side, you have time to do the stuff you really enjoy, then, you know, maybe you can do that. But I think you're surrounding yourself more and more with entrepreneurs and people who take those risks every day. And, the level of unhappiness you've had in the jobs that you thought were supposed to be able to support you while you do your other stuff means that I think you're ready to take that step. And even if you feel like, oh, it's not going to work, I mean, you know, you can get back into the usual grind. I don't think that's going to be the issue. I think it's more where are you going to trust yourself to do? You've already created something. You already have. She has a company that she does things under. So you already have that umbrella. You've worked your circuit. And I think what Liz was talking about with the other stuff, like the two or three people, the confrontation, that type of thing, that's you. The phrase was that was you being stronger. I feel like it's you being able to stand for yourself.
Understood.
You try to help out, and you want to help out other people, and you really do. You sacrifice a lot, and you want to, and then you realize, man, I just got burned again, or the other person just wasn't quite up to the task of doing it in kind for you. So, I feel like, not that you don't have to get angry. Like, some people have to get angry for something to happen. I don't think you have to get to that level. I think you're already dissatisfied. So try something different. Do something different. And I feel like if you can let go of that feeling of responsibility for other people, that you're right, that I can see that balloon being able to rise versus just stand still.
It's been amazing, right? I think that it's just time for change. And what's so interesting is that even though I'm, concerned with the hows and there is a situation I need to deal with, it feels like, I feel like it's going to be okay. Like, I'm not stressed out about it. Like, I literally last week was upset about some things with the actual venue where I perform my shows. Mm-hmm. And I actually I called the owner, and I thought I hung up the phone, and I was venting about just some of the things that happened. She heard it and called me back. And the whole time, I just said, I just felt like it was going to be okay. Like, obviously, I hurt her feelings, and, one of the things that I did was, I publicly apologized, even though the public didn't know what happened. But at the show that night, I just said, I was venting, and I have the right to vent. I'm not going to apologize for that. You were not meant to hear the vent, but you heard it for a reason. So we'll have some conversation about the reason later. But I do love you, and it's not my intention to hurt you. I just feel like this may have, open an opportunity for us to talk.
Right.
But it was not out of harm that I said those things. It's a vent, because we all, in our safe place of venting or being able to speak
right.
our truth,
letting
say
it
things
out.
That may be harmful to someone else if they were to hear it.
Well,
but you
right.
got to get it out. And that's
exactly.
just it. Like, I'm not getting paid what I should get paid. It's been 5 years, and I should get at least a percentage of sales. And so I want to, I've been fighting that, asking for what I'm doing. So if they say no, I have to move on.
Well, the other thing, too, we're going to focus, those are the facts, let's focus on the truth, okay? Every no leads to a yes, so remember that. Every no leads to a yes. And your mantra should be, time for an upgrade. You just upgrade everything in your life. Upgrade. Just if you really if you just really focus on that, then source can, then you have things to choose from. You don't know where it's going to come from. Like a friend of mine who's struggling financially here in New York, didn't he hear about some kind of mediocre hostess position? And I'm like, why don't you just say I'm open to my greater good? Because if that's the goal, to be the hostess at like this, this not too special place. Let's see what happens. And like 2 days later, she got a call to interview with in a position that's in her field because she's in the fashion business. Thank you. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So I share that with you, Julie, as well, to just be in a vibration of upgrade, receptive. I'm always in process. And, like I said earlier, there's like two or three individuals that are sort of holding you back. So don't worry about confrontation. Just move forward that you are aligned and it will work. People will create their own exit when you no longer need the lesson in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do the work in that regard.
Say no more. I get it. I completely get it. And I'm so open and ready for it.
Great.
I welcome it.
Great.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, well, we're all open and ready to sign off. So, if you guys,
love you, Julie.
Love you. So, if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And before Elisa ships off, we have our last show with her for most of August, which will be this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Great show, great conversation, so worth putting in the extra time. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling.
To you.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Take care.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.